Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Putin have agreed in principle to a summit to discuss the situation in Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron brokered the deal Sunday. The White House says only as long as Russia does not invade its neighbor will it consider the meeting. Arrangements for the meeting will be worked out on Thursday. On November 4, 2014, California voters passed Proposition 47, a liberal push law that changed certain low-level crimes from potential felonies to misdemeanors. In reality, crime has spiked in California and around the country with similar soft-on-crime enforcement. One California Republican is attempting to stifle crime by repealing Prop 47 in the Golden State. California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley on Fox News points out the obvious.
In fact, what happened was the most predictable thing in the world. We removed the consequence for stealing, and what do you know, it caused a lot more stealing.
USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Florida lawmakers are taking steps to stop President Biden from flying illegal immigrants into the Sunshine State under the cover of night. Republican John Snyder from the Florida House tells One America News they're going after the airline carriers.
This year I'm sponsoring House Bill 1355, Immigration Enforcement. And really what we're doing is three simple things. First, we're updating our sanctuary city policies here in the state. We are requiring every county detention facility, so our local jails, to participate in the 287G program. And most importantly, we're sending a clear message to common carriers that if they transport unauthorized aliens, they're no longer allowed to do business for the state of Florida or any other local government.
President Trump's new social media venture, Truth Social, launched Sunday night in Apple's App Store, potentially making Trump's return to social media after he was banned from several platforms last year, reminding some freedom of speech and traditional social media don't mix. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Republican Congressman Don Bacon from Nebraska was on Newsmax this weekend. He says all indications are that Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine. And it's hard to understand the disconnect between the White House's warnings and Ukraine.
It's hard to understand the leader of Ukraine. Maybe he's just trying to instill more confidence in the citizens. But it looks to me, with all the intelligence that we have and the actions by Putin, it sure appears to me that President Putin has decided to invade. Why else would you put field hospitals on the border? Why would you be taking blood donations there for troops who get injured? All the preparations you would expect to see an invasion are being done. And what bothers me is our world is entering a new chapter when it comes to foreign affairs and national security. And it's a chapter that's more dangerous, more precarious, more ominous. A chapter where bullies and thugs are trying to dominate. It's not just Russia. China's watching this. Iran's watching it. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad. We're going down a bad path in our world right now. And but I think the intelligence is pretty clear that Russia's preparing to invade.
It should be noted two Ukrainian soldiers were killed and a handful of others wounded over the weekend when Russian-backed Ukrainian separatists In the eastern portion of the country, fired mortars, again breaking ceasefire agreements. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, back with us. Chris, haven't had a chance to talk to you this side of the new year, so let me say Happy New Year to you right off the bat.
Thank you, Bill. It's always good to be on your show and talk with you.
Well, appreciate the time. I want to talk specifically about this latest release here. Nancy Pelosi's Congress is claiming sovereign immunity in federal court to keep secret the January 6th videos and emails. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
I sure will. I think your audience is going to be infuriated by the time I get finished. So obviously there's all these videos from around Capitol Hill of the January 6th protests and everything that transpired. And, we went and sued in court. We requested first that they release all the video to the public so we could see what happened and who was doing what and, you know, get a full view. It's probably one of the most videoed places on earth, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And let's get all the facts out, and where people did bad things, let's make that clear, and where other more unusual things happened, let's see that as well. And get it out to the public. What's there to hide, right? It's a fact. It's all history.
Right.
Well, they came back. First of all, they denied our request, so we sued them in federal court to force the release of the information. The Capitol Police are the defendants in this case because they control the video cameras and the archive. So they wouldn't give it to us. And, of course, they're operating at the direction of Nancy Pelosi. This is not the Capitol Police making their own decisions. They're essentially serving now as her secret police force. There's been some really disturbing reporting even on Twitter recently about what the Capitol Police have been up to on Capitol Hill. But besides that, in this legal proceeding, they made three claims. Number one, the videos are not public records. They claim that they don't belong to the public.
On public property, which the Capitol
Correct.
Building is public property, public
Correct.
Has no... Okay, I just want to make sure that we're connecting that dot. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Right. Number one, they say they're not public records. Number two, they say that there's no public interest in what the videos show. Nobody's interested in it. Nobody cares. And then number three, they claim sovereign immunity, which means that they do not concede or they do not allow... that they be sued, that they are above litigation. They can't be held to account in a court of law. Sovereign immunity is something literally from the Middle Ages, under the theory that the king could do no wrong, and so the king, you couldn't sue the king. And
yes.
So they're saying that, look, we're the state, and we don't allow you to sue us.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is Vatican-like, isn't it?
It is the most stunning, obnoxious... they are disconnected from reality. And of course, simultaneously, the great hypocrisy, the great irony in this, is simultaneously they've created this phony January 6th kangaroo court commission, And so they're supposedly anxious to get all the facts out, and they want to bring people to justice, and they want to tell everybody the truth, except they want to control what the truth is. They don't want all the videos released. They don't. They think you're either too stupid or, too twisted to be able to see what the videos themselves show, and, to what your eyeballs, your lying eyes,
Can't
be allowed to see the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're trying to control the narrative, no doubt. That's what they've done from day one on this, even trying to, not even trying, but calling it an insurrection. Unfortunately, the legacy media has joined ranks with them and have echoed the same thing. But then when you push up against this legacy media and you say, okay, if there was insurrection, why aren't people who have been charged for offenses on January 6th, how come there hasn't been one person charged with an insurrection?
Correct. You are correct. Not one.
And so, meanwhile, we've got supposedly 14,000 hours of video that's still in a vault, locked up, and being kept from the eyes of the American people, but yet we're supposed to believe whatever they finally decide, that this has been a fair and just hearing about what happened, all under the guise, and this drives me nuts, Chris, because they always say that this will never happen again. And you always find out that things are hidden from the people. I mean, I don't care if we're talking about the JFK assassination, all this stuff that turns the American people into conspirators, and they just love it when they can assign a tinfoil hat and invalidate our perspective. But the truth is the truth, and you can't deny it. I mean, it's insane to call it an insurrection, as you know, on its face, as an attorney and with your legal background. But this is the narrative. It's the same kind of thing that they got in front of in 9/11. They wanted us to believe certain things that happened when our country was attacked. They controlled the narrative, and we fell victim and have made some mistakes along the way as a result of the narrative that they pushed on us.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the other part of the equation on this request that we're litigating is that there's also thousands and thousands of emails. And so I focus on the videos because I think it's the most compelling thing, because hey, anybody can watch a video and see what it means, right? It doesn't need a lot of explanation. This guy walked up and hit that guy. This police officer went over and opened this door or gate. It just speaks for itself, right? The videos are very plain and obvious, and anybody can watch them, and anybody can draw their own conclusions. But in conjunction with that, we also asked for all the emails between the Capitol Police and all the other players of the day, so Homeland Security, the Park Police, the Washington Metropolitan Police. We wanted to see all the communications back and forth about what was going on, what they knew, how they were prepared. When things started to get crazy, why didn't they call for backup? All the painfully obvious questions that a lot of people. Look, there's video of people running up to the police and saying, "Hey, look, those guys over there, they're trying to get in that door. Why don't you call for backup?" And the cops are standing around with their hands in their pockets doing nothing.
Exactly.
There's a lot of very controversial stuff. It is not this clean, crazy narrative that's been painted and is being pushed over and over again. It's a very controversial day with a lot of very controversial actions. We've seen the testimony of the executive assistant director of the FBI, a woman named Jill Sanborn. She's questioned very closely by Senator Ted Cruz. He asked her 10 or 12 very pointed questions about FBI involvement on January 6th, whether they had recruited confidential sources in the crowd, whether any FBI agents were in the crowd, whether any FBI agents or recruited sources performed any violent acts on that day. And you know what her response is over and over and over again, right?
She
can't answer the question.
Right. Well, you see, and this is the thing. When you have testimony like that that the public is viewing. Maybe she can answer that question behind closed doors in executive session. But meanwhile, the people are exposed to this, and it's obvious that they're blocking information here. And it makes them look bad and complicit in all this. We've got to go a quick break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Chris Farrell after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch continues with us. Chris, as we were saying before we went to break here, the FBI did not look good. I mean, she looked so incompetent with what was going on. And meanwhile, that's in the face of narratives and anecdotal information, even testimony from people that were there that said, look, we saw people dress, you know, change clothes into MAGA gear. And, you know, that seemed rather odd. There were people clearly trying to rebel rouse. In fact, you see them at one point pointing to this one individual who's kind of been missing in action since, and we've not heard anything. Well, anybody else has been locked up in solitary confinement in the D.C. jail. And the crowd, as you remember from that footage, were yelling, you know, Fed, Fed, Fed. And so you have these different snapshots of January the 6th, where, yes, there looked like there was a conflict and there was some violence going on in one portion with Capitol Police. Other portions where Capitol Police were basically calling people, yeah, come on in, you know. you know,
yeah, like
you don't have to worry about getting up.
It really was?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, self-guided tour. It was ridiculous. I was watching this. I'm going, they're like on a self-guided tour. This isn't like Black Lives Matter. If Black Lives Matter would have got into the interior and Antifa gotten into the interior of the Capitol building, they would be pulling down statues. They'd be wreaking havoc and all kinds of destruction. These were everyday citizens who made a wrong decision, answered the call, and went in out of curiosity and not even realizing what they were about to be charged with. Now, there were some people that were smart enough, Chris. They've been around D.C. enough that they saw, whoa, this is a trap. But unfortunately, of the million plus people that were there, and I think you only had maybe 100,000, a couple hundred thousand around the Capitol building, there were some people just didn't know better.
That is correct. There's a lot of just sort of unwitting dupes, really, folks that just showed up because, you know, they didn't know any better and they didn't have any malicious intent. They just saw people moving in a certain direction and they said, hey, let's go check it out. Come on. And they walked over in that direction. That doesn't mean that they're criminals or monsters or anything else. It just means that they, you know, wrong time, wrong place kind of thing.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's a lot of creepy stuff. I mean, let me give you one example of something that makes people's eyebrows pop up the minute they hear it. So in October, so the election, obviously, well, the protest is January 6th. The election was November. You go back a month earlier in October, and the Washington field office of the FBI gets a new, they don't call that agent a special agent in charge. They call him a deputy assistant director of the FBI. He's kind of like a super special agent in charge. The guy who takes charge of the Washington office comes from Detroit, and his name is D'Antuono. It's D and then capital A-N-T-U-O-N-O. And so the new guy who takes over Washington in October had come from Detroit. Well, guess what his last big operation was in Detroit before coming to Washington, D.C.? There was something called the Wolverine Watchman. And you may remember that there was a plot, supposedly, to kidnap Governor Whitmer in Michigan. And it was supposed to be a crazy militia group, and they were bad guys, and they had a scheme. And then, well, you know what? There's 14 defendants in that case. Do you know that the FBI running that case out in Michigan, that they had 12 recruited informants and two FBI agents assigned to be able to prosecute and arrest the 14 defendants? So what that means is that basically half the plot was conducted by the FBI, right? 12 recruited assets and two agents in order to net 14 bad guys.
How is that not entrapment, Chris?
Exactly.
Can I say that?
There's been some excellent reporting on this by a reporter, a guy named Ken Silva, S-A-L-V-A, at the Epoch Times. In fact, I've interviewed him as well to get more background information on this case. He's followed it very carefully. He's been to hearings. He has a lot of direct knowledge of what's been going on. And this case out in Michigan, some would say, might almost be a blueprint or sort of a smaller kind of, you know, practice round.
Exactly.
For what may have happened on January 6th. And I think it's very curious that the agent who ran the operation in Michigan, leaves in October, comes to Washington, and then there's some very curious activity in Washington at the same time.
Exactly. Well, and there's reports, you know, from insiders, you know, people that were in the room with Donald Trump throughout, and there's documented emails, and I don't know how much of that is able to come out because of executive privilege, but it's been testified that, you know, Donald Trump, well, first of all, as you go into the lead up, there was information. There's no way the FBI, there's no way Capitol Police did not know that there was going to be a number of people coming to D.C. That was quite obvious as to what's going on. And for them to act surprised, or Nancy Pelosi to say that they were surprised and overwhelmed unexpectedly, I mean, really speaks of her lack of leadership, and that this had to be, you know, the fix was in on this deal. In the spirit of, you know, the Democratic Party that will not let any good crisis go to waste, they're milking this for everything they can get because they want to do the ultimate invalidation of Donald Trump, as if two impeachment, you know, bogus impeachment trials weren't enough. Now we're going to charge him with insurrection when you've got, in order to get there, you've got to ignore the complacency of the leader of the House, Nancy Pelosi, who is responsible for the Capitol Police and the protection of the building, and she was MIA.
You are correct. And it goes downhill from there, frankly.
Mm-hmm. So what's our takeaway on this, Chris? I mean, how can we have any confidence that this January 6th hearing has any validity? It's going to do anything to really ensure that this, in their words, doesn't happen again?
Yeah, it doesn't. That's just it. I mean, this is a kangaroo court kind of operation. And I don't believe it has wide public support or any sort of confidence. I think a lot of people are very frustrated that it's even conducting the business the way that it is. I also think that this is a case where some of the activities of the commission itself are unlawful. That there's the way in which they've obtained information. They've basically issued their own warrants, and they've sent out letters to, you know, basically warrantless searches. Mm-hmm. Where they've gone to banks, where they've gone to the telephone company and demanded the records of private persons without exercising normal legal process, and just say that they're doing it on their own authority. Mm-hmm. It is a very aggressive, and I think unlawful way of them even conducting their business. So
exactly.
It doesn't engender a lot of confidence, and I think the American public is deeply suspicious of it.
Well, not to mention that they ignored the leadership of the minority party and would not put the people that the leader wanted on the committee, and ended up with two others that probably have killed their political careers, possibly. What do you think? We got about a minute left.
Yeah, I mean, any sort of goodwill or benefit of the doubt kind of, in order to do these things, you have to at least pretend that you're going along by the rules, that you're trying to have an equal, even-handed process. You can't just ram it through solo. Well, I guess you can, but it doesn't do a lot for the public's belief or trust in what it is that you're doing. And so, this is the kind of stuff, again, you've mentioned it earlier, it actually sows mistrust. It creates a feeling of separation between the government and the people. It makes people think that they're being taken advantage of or being lied to. And it actually contributes to the sort of conspiracy theory stuff. It
yes,
makes people
exactly.
crazy. It makes them very frustrated.
Well, we got to leave it there, Chris. As always, appreciate the time. Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch's Director of Investigations and Research. Thank you. Take care, my friend.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Putin have agreed in principle to a summit to discuss the situation in Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron brokered the deal Sunday. The White House says only as long as Russia does not invade its neighbor will it consider the meeting. Arrangements for the meeting will be worked out on Thursday. On November 4, 2014, California voters passed Proposition 47. A liberal push law that changed certain low-level crimes from potential felonies to misdemeanors. In reality, crime has spiked in California and around the country with similar soft-on-crime enforcement. One California Republican is attempting to stifle crime by repealing Prop 47 in the Golden State. California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley on Fox News points out the obvious.
In fact, what happened was the most predictable thing in the world. We removed the consequence for stealing, and what do you know, it caused a lot more stealing.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. Good stuff, by the way. Along with all these great interviews with these great guests that we're able to bring on. Adam Andrzejewski is going to join us in just a moment. Of course, the founder of Open the Books and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. What happened to Adam here this past week is absolutely disgusting. And it really points clearly where the mainstream media is and how they have sold their souls. They're not doing their job. They're not doing what our founding fathers had envisioned for a free and fair press, what they were supposed to do in holding power accountable. Sadly, what in this modern era, what the mainstream media has done is they've sold their souls. You know, whether it's the communist Chinese, the power brokers, the our own version of oligarchs, you know, and near 600 very uber wealthy types that are pulling lots of strings, that have a lot of people beholden to them because they are the rainmakers. They are the power lever pullers and the controllers of, you know, of our government. And the power forces, including social media and the mainstream media. Now, this came out blatantly here because with Adam, in Adam's case, here he's been a Forbes contributor for 8 years, and he's fired. Why is he fired? Because as he's been on this show to bring oversight about Dr. Fauci. Well, the media says, nope, you know, that you cannot touch Dr. Fauci. You cannot hold Dr. Fauci accountable. And one of the powerful ways in which we have at our disposal, or we used to have at our disposal, was a free and fair press that would have done it. And Adam stepped up and opened the book, stepped up, and was doing the job that the mainstream media should have been doing and others should have been doing. But Forbes decided to buckle, and God only knows who's pulling on their chain and controlling their integrity to compromise themselves like this and to fire Adam. Adam joins us now. Adam, good to have you with us on the show. How are you, Bill?
Oh, I'm doing well. Look, we've all got an obligation to give oversight to Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yes.
As you know, Bill, we found that he's the number one most highly compensated federal employee, and obviously he's the most visible. So all of us should be giving oversight to him through our organization at OpenTheBooks.com. Over the past 13 months, we've done just that. We've investigated his finances. And when I published those findings at Forbes, here's what happened. The National Institutes of Health, which is Fauci's employer, they loaded an artillery shell in their big gun, and they fired it at the Forbes C-suite. Quickly, Forbes folded, and my column was terminated.
Why is Forbes beholden to the NIH? What am I missing here?
Well, Dr. Fauci has commandeered the organs of state authority. So many people don't understand why the National Institutes of Health employs 86 public affairs officers for a total payroll for these PR folks that rivals $15 million paid for by taxpayers every single year. And so what do they do? People have real questions.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing media. Mm-hmm. Fauci's doing all the media. 400 media events in the first 18 months of the pandemic. But now we know.
Mm-hmm.
They're pressuring mainstream news organizations like Forbes.
Yeah, but even still, why would Forbes care? Is the NIH contributing money to Forbes, or is there something else that we don't know about? Is Forbes beholden to, the other power brokers that include State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock? Is there some, shadow tentacles there?
So, all of that would be beyond my pay grade. All I know is what mm-hmm. happened to me when I gave oversight to Fauci and how the Forbes editors responded. And so here's what happened.
Now, did they warn you at all, Adam? Adam, did they say, hey, look, you're stepping on some thin ice here. Maybe you need to back off. Did they give you any warning whatsoever?
So here it was soft, right? So you had to read the tea leaves. So a year ago when we found that Fauci was the number one most highly compensated, the previous year my columns were cited 24 times as editor's picks in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So 36 columns in 2020, 24 editor's picks. The first column I did in 2021, we found that Fauci was the top paid federal bureaucrat. I did 54 columns in 2021. Only four were on Fauci. Zero, Bill. Zero columns were picked as editor's picks. Okay, so it was soft. I knew something changed there, and what had changed was our oversight robustly and substantially of Dr. Fauci.
And so what they did as a result of your oversight of Fauci, they canceled you altogether, like you say, in a soft sort of way.
Well, that wasn't soft. So here just recently, over the course of the last couple of weeks, once I gave Fauci oversight on the financial disclosures that Roger Marshall had, unearthed from the big Senate hearing,
mm-hmm.
I was told that I could no longer publish on Dr. Fauci as a topic, that all my topics had to be cleared. That was the first time in 8 years that had happened. And then Forbes went silent. They never approved another column, and they canceled my column after 10 days.
Wow. And again, and I understand it's not your pay grade. I'm just asking the question because that's what our listeners would ask is, okay, why would Forbes, care? I mean, that's the critical question. That here you are, you're offering something that, our Congress, our paid legislators are not offering. or if they do, it's all kind of a joke anyway, because, you know, Dr. Fauci goes before them and he lies. And I know that sounds severe, but I don't know what else to call it when, you know, he admits that he has nothing to do with gain of function. But yet his history goes all the way back to 2010, where clearly he's a gain of function guy. And Rand Paul asked him direct questions. And, you know, afterwards you're going, wait a minute. And then he tells Rand Paul, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's like, okay, so now here it is. It's like, well, you know, why are you even questioning me? I mean, this is kind of like a Few Good Men moment. You know, I'm so smart and I'm so brave and courageous and everything like that, and you're beneath my pay grade, and why am I even giving you time, Senator? That was the kind of attitude that I read into the inquiry. Did you?
Well, I think you read the proper attitude. You read that correctly. The size, scope, mm-hmm. and power of the federal government has grown substantially over the course of the last 20 years. They've forgotten that they work for us, that we yes. get to give them oversight. Okay, so I did that. As you know, I've been on your program. At the end of December, I wrote a piece mm-hmm. when Fauci turned 81 and public opinion polls, 52% of Americans wanted him to retire, including a third of Democrats. And so he estimated his pension, and lo and behold, that was national news. We talked about yes. it on your program that he would.
Yeah, I saw, and I saw you all, and I saw you all over television as well right after that too. Right. So a lot of coverage. Right. Yes,
the largest pension in U.S. Federal government history at $350,000. Okay,
and you didn't even talk about his wife, which is a whole nother chapter. But that's okay.
Right. So I didn't know Roger Marshall was going to cite Forbes in the well of the Senate during the heated exchange with Fauci last month on his financials. That was mm-hmm. my column at Forbes. Fauci said his financials are publicly available, but they weren't. So I immediately, on that national news story, it was one of the biggest stories in the country, my column's being cited at Forbes, I immediately mm-hmm. wrote the column, no, Fauci's financials are not online. Why doesn't National Institutes of Health make them available immediately? Well, that triggered tone and style edits from my editors at Forbes. They didn't like that piece. When Marshall wrote the oversight letter, he cited my column demanding the financials within 24 hours. When those were produced, when I wrote about that, that really triggered the C-suite at Forbes.
Wow. Well, there's a price to be paid. I mean, it's amazing. But see, this is what's going on in our country today is the elites do not want you looking under the grill of their vehicles, do they?
They don't. They don't. They have forgotten they work for us. And it's incumbent upon all of us to keep reminding them. And we will not be silenced in that quest.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Adam Andjeski from Open the Book. Stay with us. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This news that what Forbes did to open the books and Adam Andrzejewski and canceling his commentary, which he was, you know, for 8 years heavily involved with Forbes. Man, they were happy to, you know, pick his commentary, his oversight. In many cases, editorial picks. I mean, Adam had a background and was well received, dare I say, even by the readers of Forbes. And this is why Forbes continued the relationship, because like any media company, they're not going to be associated with somebody that just doesn't pass the so what test, right? So, Adam, I mean, you obviously were doing a good job and for 8 years, but obviously, and then obviously, suddenly you weren't. And how you were measured was... You were measured by the standards of NIH, Dr. Fauci, and whatever tentacles are attached to Forbes that has compromised their integrity. And this is a warning for everybody, because it's not just Forbes. It's all forms of media that is being controlled by social media elites and those that are in the newsrooms and the editorial boards of every media outlet across our country today. And this is why you hear the same talking points coming out of the mouths of these people. It's like, why don't you investigate and find out for yourself so you can report? You don't need to echo the same thing that CNN has been echoing, and it's going to be advantageous for you to follow the lead of CNN. Look at what's happening with them and how they're heading down the yellow brick road of being demised here, right?
So over the course of 8 years, I published 206 investigations, and I estimate that I put 250,000 words of investigations up at the Forbes platform. It was well received. Those columns did about a little shy of 17 million page views. Over the course of the past 3 years, my columns averaged roughly 120,000 page views per piece, which is really high activity. So yes. The content resonated. They were good investigations. And we broke a lot of national news. Like, you'll remember last August, I covered this on your program, Bill. We quantified the staggering cost of the U.S. military gear left behind in Afghanistan. And that was national and international news. I led the 3 minutes at the start of the world news on the BBC, for example.
Well, you know, you've been there. I mean, all in the spirit of this this accountability baton that was passed on to you from the great senator and, you know, one of my favorite senators that ever served our country. And you've picked up and opened the books, has picked up that responsibility and to his credit. And I'm sure if he was alive today, he would make it real clear how proud of you and the team that he is, because you continue to fight the good fight, something that he was passionate for, and something that most Americans are passionate for, and that is that we have to hold our government accountable, because, as you said quite clearly, and lest we forget, they work for us. It's not the other way around. Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them think that it's all about them and them being served, and we're so lucky to have them, and this is what allows them to get away with insider trading and all the other shenanigans that they get away with. I mean, here in this most recent report, Adam, you know, when she first joined Congress, I think she was worth something like, you know, $2.5 million, right, in 1987. Now it's, what, upwards of $350 million? So, wait a minute, how do you get there? You know,
well, they go to Washington, D.C. to do good, and they end up doing very well, of course.
Yes, they do very good.
Yes, Dr. Coburn, the legendary U.S. Senator from Oklahoma, he passed about 2 years ago, but he was our honorary chairman, and every day we have big shoes to fill on carrying forth Dr. Coburn's legacy of transparency and accountability. And I did that with Dr. Anthony Fauci, and it's important work, and the work continues. For example, we had to file a federal lawsuit versus the National Institutes of Health in October with Judicial Watch, and NIH now admits they're holding, this is pretty incredible, Bill, 1,200 pages subject to our lawsuit on Fauci's financial documents. Now, I went back and I looked at the last COVID aid bill from a year ago during the spring. It was the American Rescue Act. They spent nearly $2 trillion. That was only 600 pages. There's 1,200 pages over at NIH they haven't produced, subject to our Freedom of Information Act request from a year ago that we filed a federal lawsuit, and they still haven't produced a page of the 1,200 pages they admit they're holding.
Wow.
And look, when U.S. Senator Roger Marshall was in the well of the Senate questioning Fauci on his financials, and he said they're publicly available, you just have to look them up, he went back and, according to the Washington Post, admitted to the folks at NIH, well, maybe the senator has a point. Maybe they're not as available as what they should be. Do you think? We're filing a lawsuit for him.
Right. Yeah. Well,
and this was
again,
this was the coverage that my Forbes editors didn't like. They didn't like holding Fauci accountable. So right after my column was terminated at Forbes, the very next day, there's an editor's pick column that with the title, Fauci's portrait is going to hang in the Smithsonian. So they certainly will write about Fauci, but they won't write about him from an oversight perspective, it certainly looks like.
And this is amazing. Here is somebody who's been so highly profiled for the last 2.5 years. He has probably done more damage than good, in my humble opinion, Adam, and all. And I'm trying to be fair-minded about the position that he was in and what he has done in educating us and in rallying the forces to help us understand how to fight COVID. And when you go back historically and you understand the genesis of Wuhan lab, gain-of-function operations, all these things, and Dr. Fauci is the common denominator continuously. And then you consider here, as a public servant, allegedly, of the ilk of Nancy Pelosi and those that think it's better to be served than to serve, you know, has special patents on some pharmaceuticals that benefit him. And it would seem on the surface that some of the suggestions and control of said pharmaceuticals favored his patents and his control devices as opposed to others that, you know, doctors out there, you know, are realizing, hey, wait a minute, hydroxychloroquine works. I mean, here's the story. Down in South Florida, a guy's on his deathbed. Doctor says, look, it, you might as well tell your family goodbye. You're hours away. We'll be lucky that you're going to live a couple hours. And, okay, so he calls his family, and then the doctor comes in and goes, look, we got a Hail Mary pass here. Are you open to this? We got this drug. It's been around. We've been using it for malaria for 40, 50 years. We think this might work. What do you think? You know, I got to lose. I'm dying here. You know, yeah, I'll try it out. Well, he takes the drug, and several hours later, Adam, this guy is walking around. He's come back from the exit doors of death. Well, you know, suddenly, and then, of course, then, you know, that story gets out. Donald Trump mentions it. And, of course, anything that Donald Trump said, he had to be wrong about. And here we are in this modern era, you know, a year removed from his presidency. And what do we hear repeatedly? Well, he's right again. You know, yep. You know, from being spied on and at Trump Towers, including the White House. Now we find out. I mean, he's right. Hydroxychloroquine. He's right. Don't let the cure be worse than the disease. Doggone it, he's right again. And I don't have that kind of linkage with Dr. Fauci, where you can say in all the press conferences and all that he's told us, I cannot say, Adam, oh my God, he was right here. Yeah, he's right here. He saw it here. This is why, according to the latest polls, you've got a majority of Americans say, look, it's time for the pasture. Let's, you know, put your arm on him, say, hey, thanks for your service. Hasta la vista, baby. You know, and let's move on. Because Dr. Fauci, in my humble opinion, has misserved the American people at a time of crises when we really needed him. But he, and I'm sure, I got to tell you, just my gut tells me that he did not advise the president, President Trump at the time, of all the possibilities of his awareness of what happened in Wuhan, what was going on with gain of function, how his own people came back. His own people from the NIH, Adam, came back after, I think it was about 18 months when they were there at the laboratory and said, we had to get out of here. These guys are reckless. There's going to be a problem there. And then when there's a problem, he goes in with the narrative that it was some, you know, it was a fresh market there down the street from the laboratory. Give me a break.
And Bill, nothing in my column covered anything like this. So it was
right.
My column was simply dedicated to following the money. It was simply dedicated to quantifying,
right,
summarizing, finding out why, how, mm-hmm, Dr. Fauci was the top paid federal bureaucrat out earning the president, 4-star generals in the United States military, all 4.3 million federal employees. How? And we found,
yeah,
out why. We unearthed,
right,
the 2004 memo that gave him what amounted to was a permanent pay bonus, a permanent pay adjustment, it was called, and it,
wow,
was specific to his biodefense work. In other words, he was paid to stop the next pandemic, and he failed.
For all the money that we paid him, you know, we pay you to win a Super Bowl, and you haven't won one yet. Oh, okay. We'll just keep paying that money because the way his contract works. I mean, he was paid more than the director of it. He was paid more than his own boss. Amazing.
Right.
Incredible. Adam Andrzejewski, thank you so much. I am so grateful for your commitment and passion to follow what Tom Coburn had put into motion. And we need more Adam Andrzejewskis. And fortunately for us, you know, Forbes isn't hiring me, or they would have already canceled me probably more than several hours ago. Adam, thanks again for being with us. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. You got it.
Godspeed.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. The final.